The Pinellas County Commission today rejected an increase in property tax rates. Commissioner Ken Welch's motion to slightly raise the rate, which still would have resulted in a major decline in property tax revenues, was not supported by any of his colleagues. Welch recommended raising the rate paid by Pinellas County homeowners in order to restore some services and save the county from a deficit next year and beyond. Welch said his proposal to raise the rate from $4.81 per $1,000 of a home's taxable value to $5.14 would bring in an additional $21.6 million.
Hospitals took the brunt of our cuts last year. We could restore that $3 million. The Housing Trust Fund, the majority of us, just a few weeks ago, made a commitment to fund the Housing Trust Fund. We can keep most of that commitment by restoring $3 million. We've talked about animal services. Based on what Liz has told us, that might not be as pressing a need, so we might have another use for those dollars. Social action funding. At the current level, we will fund basically the same amount as the City of St. Pete. We talked about some unintended consequences. Those nonprofits draw down other dollars and matching dollars. We could restore that. We could restore emergency management dollars for planning and for shelter operations.
Welch pointed out that over the past 3 years, the county has already made $76 million in cuts, reduced the tax rate from 6.8 mils, and cut nearly 1,200 positions. Some commissioners, like Karen Seal, suggested instead of raising the millage rate, additional savings could still be found.
For years, you know, we've talked about not-for-profits' need for consolidation, for efficiency in our healthcare system, and I guess I haven't seen that happen. And so I have a little bit of trouble with supporting this when we, you know, I've been working through the health and behavioral health, and so has Commissioner Latvala, and we keep saying, you know, we're willing to look at future funding, but first you got to show us how you're better providing health care and health care services. So that's why I have a little bit of angst at this point.
The lack of support for his measure, which did not receive a second, was not unexpected, according to Welch. He asked his colleagues how they plan to trim the deficit beginning next year. Commissioner Nancy Bostock says major cuts of $7 to $8 million will have to come from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office.
I think we're forgetting we were either right on target or really close to being on target until we deferred the cuts that were expected this year from the Sheriff's Department. We didn't say those don't need to happen. We said take another 12 months and get your feet under you and find the best ways to make those cuts. A majority of that, I expect, will come from the Sheriff's Department budget.
That's what he promised.
Yes.
But according to Commissioner Welch, who described himself as disappointed, his proposal to increase millage was designed in part to avoid cuts to law enforcement.
The deficit is there. We need to find a way to address it. And you heard my colleagues say that they intend to look to the sheriff. I didn't want to cut public safety further. I certainly didn't want to want to restore funding to our hospitals and social agencies and the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. But, yeah, in terms of next year's budget, the sheriff has some work to do.
Sheriff Jim Coates says he hoped the commission would have supported Welch's proposed millage increase.
You know, it's just going to compromise the county's ability to provide services not, you know, for fiscal year 11-12. So, but hopefully, you know, the economy starts recovering to where it's not going to be as drastic as it was otherwise perceived to be or projected to be. There's supposedly, from their figures, analysis of this, a 7.6 or 7.8 gap, and I will argue that it's not 7.8 million. It's less than that. And even if it was 7.8, it's not all the sheriff's responsibility. So that's yet to be vetted out.
Each year, a Pinellas interfaith group known as FAST, Faith in Action for Strength Together, gathers to ask policymakers for solutions to county issues. In April, the group, which represents 60,000 people, got four commissioners to commit to advocating for a $5 million allocation to the county's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. But there's no allocation in the current budget, despite the promises by Commissioners Calvin Harris, John Maroney, Karen Seal, and Ken Welch. Six members of FAST were the only people to speak on the budget during the public comment segment of the workshop. All six, including Donna Davis from Good Samaritan Episcopal Church, asked the commission to refund the Affordable Housing Task Force.
And I'm shocked that there have been no monies allowed in the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, which was supposed to have been funded by $10 million for 3 years, $19.2 million, which has been funded in the past. I'm here to speak for the thousands of citizens in Pinellas County that need affordable housing.
Robert Ward, pastor of Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church, is co-founder of FAST. He supported Welch's suggested millage increase, which could have provided $3 million toward affordable housing.
Well, I was very disappointed and really surprised that they didn't even give it a second to even allow it to get to the voting process, which really was a very viable, very sensible, and reasonable change in the budget that really gave a greater outlook that dealt with not only our deficits now, but it dealt with the deficits all the way out to 2013. And I was surprised that the other three commissioners, to me, went completely back on their word and their commitment to at least fund it to some degree.
The Pinellas County Commission will approve the tentative budget and millage in their meeting next Tuesday, August 4th at 9:30 a.m. You can find links to more information about the budget on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.